Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you. This book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the six essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible, and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow. Okay. And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, the secrets about men every woman should know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. This morning, I'm going to talk about why does somebody lose interest in you? Why is this person that I've been dating or in a relationship losing interest? Because I'm going to break it down really simply for you guys. It's like this, okay? In the beginning, like I always say, in the beginning, people show you their best side. They come on strong. You're something new. You're something exciting. They haven't slept with you yet. So now you're like a fresh person to them. You're the thrill. You're the chase. So they're going to come on strong in the beginning. They're going to try to impress you in a lot of situations and try to portray to you that, oh, I'm not like these other guys. Yeah, that's a famous line that so many players use. I'm not like these other guys. But they are. What they're trying to do is they're trying to portray to you that they are something different, that you could trust them. In the beginning, what they're trying to do, it's the challenge, it's the chase. They're trying to prove to you that they're your knight in shining armor. And this could go for women to men or partner to partner, depending on who you're dealing with. In the beginning, your partner is going to try to win you over because you don't have your feelings all invested. You're you're just getting to know that person, and maybe you've been hurt in prior relationships, so you're a little cautious, and they're going to try to break down that wall. And the way they break down that wall is they love bomb you in a lot of cases. They'll come on strong, in some cases, really fast. They'll tell you how much they love you. They'll tell you, oh, I can't believe I found you. I've been looking for somebody real. There's so many fake people out there. Yeah, and usually they're the fake ones, the people that say that. But in any event, the reason people lose interest is this, you guys. They come on strong. They call. They text you and everything like that. And then once they get what they want, which is usually sex, and everybody knows this, all right, or you should know this, once they get what they want, all of a sudden, the chase is gone. All of a sudden, they back off a little bit, and they want to see what else. They've already got you. Once they know that you are sweating them, once they know that your feelings are all in and you're worried about where they are, what they're doing, or you're worried about why they're not texting you so much or they're not talking it so much, the more you chase after that, the more you ask questions to them, you know, like, oh, you seem like you're not that interested in everything like that. What you're saying to them is you're desperate. You're desperate. When you show somebody they got you, that's when you have to worry. That's when their interest is going to start to diminish. All right. Now, this doesn't happen for everybody, but it happens for a lot of people. That's why I always say you have to hold back a little bit. You can't give somebody everything right away. They have to earn it. So what happens is, like for instance, with women to men, what happens is women start to date a guy. He seems like, oh, wow, you know, he's different. He's different. He's doing everything right. He's calling. We're getting together. He's not bringing up sex right away. You know, he's trying to get to know me. He's asking about, you know, my kids, or he's asking a little bit about me. He seems like he really likes me. I want to warn you guys, okay? There are some smooth people out there. They will try to put on such an act, or shall I say, there's some good actors out there. And you cannot believe anything until you've seen this person for a couple of months and they've been consistent. So what happens is, let's say you go along and after a certain amount of period, you sleep with the person. It's generally usually after they've gotten you that their interest in you kind of diminishes. And what's going on is the reason it's diminishing is because they weren't who they proclaimed to be to you in the beginning. You were fooled. This person fooled you. Maybe this person liked you in the beginning, and maybe they realized that you weren't exactly what they were looking for. Or maybe they weren't looking for anything serious to begin with, but they just pretended to, okay? Maybe they're talking to somebody else. Maybe they're in another relationship with somebody else, which is very common today. Very common. A lot of people get involved with somebody, that person comes on strong, and they don't even realize that the person that they're getting involved with has a situationship with somebody else. So you were just a challenge to them. And once they got you, they backed off. Or they're probably talking to other people. Here's the thing. If they're not talking to you or putting their interest into you, you can trust and believe that they are talking to someone else and putting their interest in elsewhere. See, once people get what they want, now these are people that I'm talking about that are not looking for relationships and that are not being sincere and that are playing the game, all right? A lot of people, they get caught up with these characters that are playing the game. And that's what happens. And a lot of women don't know the game. So what happens is They get hurt by these people. The thing is this, you should never chase anybody. Never, ever, okay? You should never chase anybody, because if you chase somebody, even if you bring them around more, you have totally devalued yourself. And when you devalue yourself, that's when the other person has the upper hand, and that's when that person is not going to respect you. And if they don't respect you, you're not going to be treated the way you should be treated, and you're always going to have to battle with that person, you know, to try to get their affection. Nobody should have to fight for somebody's affection. That should just come naturally. You want somebody who wants you. See, now I'm in this group on Facebook. We answer questions for people that are in relationships, that have been divorced. And I can't tell you the number of women in this group that are putting up with situations that they should just walk away from. One woman, her husband cheated on her with her best friend. They got back together and he started doing shady things again. He was on his phone. He was texting dirty pictures to a different woman. And he was yelling at his wife, telling her, oh, well, don't go near my phone and this and that, with an attitude yet. Okay. So, I mean, it's like, why are you still there? Once a cheater, 99% of the time, always a cheater. Okay. A person's character is their basic character. That means they had no respect for the relationship. There are rare instances where somebody has cheated and is truly, truly sorry, and possibly that relationship can be healed and move on. But most of the time, forget it, okay? Just forget it. It's time to let it go, okay? Because that shows somebody's basic character. They tried to get over. Okay. If they thought they could get away with it, they did it. So that trust is broken. Once that trust is broken, there's always going to be issues in a relationship. You have, in order to have a healthy relationship, you need trust. You need respect. Okay. You need to value the relationship. And a lot of people, a lot of women are holding on to relationships where the other person is not putting the work in, is not totally invested, okay? And what you need to do is you need to have a conversation, okay? Initially, you give that person, you have a conversation with them, and you let them know, you say to them, listen, this is not how I have a healthy relationship. I give respect, and I expect the same respect back, okay? And if that person can't do that, then it's time for you to reevaluate the relationship. And in most cases, you have to leave the relationship. The thing is this, you don't want to stay in a relationship, or you don't want to date somebody that is going to waste your time. And this is what so many people do. They don't care. They're out for fun. They're out for the thrill. They don't care that they're wasting your time. They're not going to come to you and they're not going to say to you, well, you know, I like you, but I don't like you enough, okay? I don't like you enough to be in a committed relationship. But you know what? I'm going to string you along. I'm going to breadcrumb you because you're filling some kind of benefit for me. Maybe it's sex. Maybe it's my ego. And a lot of them, you guys, a lot of them, it's their ego. They get that rush, okay? They get that thrill knowing they could have 10 women texting them, 10 women calling them. So don't be part of the group of desperate women reaching out to a guy that is not showing you interest. Hold your self-esteem. Hold your respect, okay? Because if you put up with that, what you put up with is what you get. I had a girlfriend who went through something like this. She was dating this guy. This guy came on really strong. He was love bombing her. He was showing, she really was fooled. She thought that this guy, oh, he's a real one. He's a real one. He's doing everything right. So what happens? They get into an argument and he ghosts on her. Okay. They had a, they had words where, it got kind of ugly and she said to him, well, you know, I could find somebody faster than you. And he said, oh yeah, you think so? He tells her he's going to take a shower. He'll call her back. He never called her back all night long. Okay. And then he was supposed to see her that night and he just totally ghosted on her. The next day he contacts her and he says, just dropping by to say hi. And the she didn't reply to him. The next day he contacted her and he said, damn, I miss you so much. She didn't reply because she knew that if she were to take him back, it would happen again. And that's another thing I want to bring up. When they disappear, when you're calling them and they're not picking up their phone and they're giving you some lame excuse later on, okay, you need to have a conversation with that person. You need to call that person out on it. You don't be afraid and don't play games, okay? When people play games, everybody loses. You have to be a straight shooter and let them know that you have self-worth and you have certain boundaries in a relationship. And if that person cares about being with you, they'll respect those boundaries. So you should call that person out on it and you should let them know and say, listen, you ever do that again? Don't bother ever contacting me again. And you got to mean it. You got to be ready to walk, because if you keep taking that person back, that person is going to keep doing it and it's going to get worse and worse. That your value is going down to zero. They're saying to themselves, look at this doormat here. I could call her after the weekend, after I had my fun, after I went out with three other girls. I could call her on a Sunday night and she's still there. Okay, so you got to smarten up, you guys. You got to read through the bullshit, all right? And there's a lot of that bullshit out there, all right? So anybody that pulls those kind of things, I mean, basically, me personally, somebody ghosts on me and they know the situation and everything's been clear, they are pretty much RIP in my book, all right? Because they showed me who they are. And once I see somebody for who they are, I will not put up with the nonsense. Because why? Because I've gone down that road. I've been in a relationship where I made excuses for that person, where that person made excuses to me, okay? And I always came up with excuses, always giving them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, they didn't mean it. Oh, they didn't know. They know and they meant it. Period, dot, end of story. Trust me on that. Stop making excuses for people, you guys, unless you want to continue to live that way. But I want to get back to the whole point of this podcast is, why does somebody lose interest in you? They lose interest in you because they weren't really interested in you to begin with. They either faked it and they were pretending to be all interested in you, or they blew up some fantasy in their heads thinking that you were something that maybe you aren't. So maybe they thought you were a different kind of person and they are a picky person and they just weren't into it, or they got turned off. But most of the time, if they're not that interested, okay, when they lose interest, it's because usually, all right, they have other options, okay? When people have other options, they don't have to push for you. When they have six other women that they could call, they don't have to worry about you. And a lot of these people are going to lie. A lot of these people are going to say, I'm only talking to you. I'm only focused in on you. Okay. If they're not giving you their attention, they're talking to somebody else. That's it. I'm saying it. Period. Dot. End of story again, gang. Okay. If they're, because their interest is going somewhere, use your common sense. Remember, it's all about common sense. If they're not calling you, they must be talking to somebody else. Unless that person is going through something. Let's just say, unless they're going through a family situation or something with work, but don't let them use that as an excuse all the time. Because if they do, then they're not being honest with you. But when somebody loses interest with you, basically, that person was not who you thought they were. You only saw one side of that person. You didn't really see that person for who they were. And that's why you got to really evaluate people. That's why you got to have conversations with people in the beginning. That's why you have to move slow. Okay? A lot of people get hurt because they move fast. They move fast. They have sex fast. And then the partner or the man, he pulls away because the chase is done. He got you. The chase is done. Or, he spent a lot of time with you. Let's say that you didn't have sex with him. He spent a lot of time with you. Now he's bored of you. Now he wants something new. There's some people that just want that thrill, that want to jump around and jump around and jump around. Okay? And today it's so easy with social media. There's so many options. So, don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself because it's not anything you did. You have to go in with an attitude like, you know what? This is who I am. You either like me or you don't. And if you don't, you can trust and believe there'll be another one that does. All right. So don't get your feelings all in on people right away. You got to take it slow. And I know it's hard because sometimes that chemistry, that physical chemistry, you're just craving that person. You just want that person. You just want to feel that person. But you got to use your head and take it slow. And I'm going to give you another example, you guys, of like when you evaluate people. I had a person come to me and she was starting to get to know somebody. This guy was rushing her. He wanted to meet her right away. Like they started talking on a Wednesday. He wanted to see her on a Saturday night. So what happened was I told her, I said, listen, you got to get on the phone with him. You have to see what this guy is about. You need conversations with this guy, at least 5 conversations before you meet this person. You don't know if this person is crazy. You don't know anything about this person. You don't want to risk taking a chance going to meet somebody, especially with this COVID thing, unless you know this person is worth it. And the only way you're going to know they're worth it is by getting on the phone and talking to them. So anyway, she gets on the phone and she talks to this guy and she asks him about his past, all right? This guy has 2 baby mamas. He's never been married, okay? He was 43 years old, okay? He's an aspiring music artist, okay? And he starts to tell her about his baby's mama. So she said, well, why didn't it work with your baby's mama? Why did the relationship break down? And see, that's a great question, you guys, to ask somebody. Find out why their old relationships didn't work out, because believe me, there's so many clues in that when they give you an answer. So he said, to be honest, he said, towards the end of the relationship, he's like, I really didn't want to sleep with her. And she got mad at that. And then she started going out and coming back late at 10 o'clock at night. And, she used to fight with me after that. And I would just walk out. I wasn't going to deal with it. I would just walk out. Okay. Now, when you listen to that conversation, the first thing that he brings up is he didn't sleep with her. All right. If your man ain't sleeping with you, you could best believe he's sleeping with someone else. So first off, when somebody is telling you this, You got to understand that that's his side of the story. That's his side of the story. They're gonna paint their exes to be bitches. Oh, it's all her problem, all her fault. Okay? And then he's saying he wouldn't talk to her. He used to walk out. So now you know that this is a guy that if you try to talk to him, he's gonna walk out on you in the middle of the conversation. Okay? That's the next red flag. That's the kind of person that you're dealing with. Then he said, you know, he just had enough and he just left, even though, you know, she had a kid and everything like that. He wasn't going to deal with it. So these are all clues. These are all clues to let you know what somebody's about. Find out why they broke up with their exes. See, when we, you know, don't understand things, it's because we haven't done our due diligence. We haven't done our homework. We haven't checked these people out. We have gone in and taken these people at their word when we get involved with them, and then they lose their interest, and we sit there and we're like a deer in headlights, like, what happened? What happened is you didn't see the person for who they were. You might have moved too fast, or the person is just, you know, they put on a good front in the beginning trying to win you over, but then maybe somebody else walked into their life that they have more interest in. So they kind of just backed off from you. But most of the time with these guys, they will not cut you off completely. That's one thing that I've noticed in all my years of dating. They generally don't cut you off unless you do something like you stalk them, blow up their phone or whatever it is, okay? It's usually the woman that walks away. Usually, not every time, but usually it's the woman that walks away. And that's because a player, if you're dealing with a player, I'm just saying, if you're dealing with a player will always be around. A player will always string you along. A player doesn't care how many kids you have. A player doesn't care if you're divorced. A player doesn't care how old you are, because they're not there for the long term. They're just there to get whatever resource they could get from you, either money or sex, usually sex though, okay? So like I said, if you find yourself in a situation like that where you're dating somebody and they are losing interest in you, you need to back up. You need to keep your options open. If they're not going to give you the interest, then you got to find somebody that does give you the interest. Then you know that this person is not all in. And don't sit there and beg the person. Don't go to the person and devalue yourself and say to them, well, I feel like you really don't like me. Why aren't you calling me as much? Why don't you text me as much? Oh my God, that is like the worst thing you can do, you guys, all right? That is like writing across your chest, I am desperate. I can't live without you. Don't do it, because you're going to make yourself look bad, and that person, you're going to look bad in that person's eyes like you have no self-worth, okay? If that person is not showing you enough interest, you back up. You back up, and then you keep your options open and you see what else is around, and you don't beg anybody. If they're not making time for you, you don't make time for them. You show them as much interest as they show you. That's it. That's it. Okay. We give what we get. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Okay. And this is what a lot of men that I've seen in the past, they get mad when you show them the same energy, when you treat them the way they treat you, okay? Remember that. Treat them the way they treat you, okay? If they're not showing you a lot of interest, you don't show a lot of interest. You don't beg anybody, but you do need to communicate to a certain degree, because you don't want to sit there and play games. You need to say to them, listen, this is not how I have a relationship. You know, when I have a relationship, I like to communicate with the person. I like to get on the phone with the person. You let them know. You have to communicate. You have to let them know. And if they may say to you, oh, okay, no problem. You know, yeah, that's not a problem. They may do it the first day. They may do it the second day contacting you. And then they fall off and go back to their old habits. And when they do, you just got to chalk it up and say, this is what I have. Do I want to deal with this, or do I want to find somebody that is all invested? That's how you roll with it, okay? Remember, it's not you. Not everybody in the world is for everybody, and that's what dating is all about. Sometimes you date someone and you realize that this person is really not what I want, and you may back off, which is okay. They're doing you a favor. Because you wouldn't want somebody to fake it and pretend to be all in and waste your time for a long time and then only to see the relationship break up. So you got to look at that as that's a blessing from God. They are showing you who they are. And when they show you who they are the first time, you believe it. You watch those flags because those flags are telling you something. These are the signs that God is giving you and telling you what this person is about. This is why so many people have heartbreaks, because they ignored the flags that were there, or they didn't recognize the flags. They didn't know to check this person out, to see what this person's about, to see what their past relationship history was, to see if they're 50 years old and they've never been married, okay, that they're a non-committer. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's track record tells you what they are. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that people can't change later on. Sometimes they do. Very rarely, you guys. All right. But I hope that helps you, because this question is asked all the time. Why do they lose interest in me? Why do they lose interest in me? Because they weren't all in to begin with. Because whatever act they put on in the beginning was just that. It was either an act, or they have another option on the side that they're giving their attention to, or there's something about you that they just lost interest, okay? And they have another option. So if they have that other option on the side, they're not going to give you as much interest. That's it in a nutshell. I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.